You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I haven't been in the dating world for a long time. I was married for 16 years. The question is, do you need to have a talk about being exclusive, or is it just assumed? Thank you. I really enjoy your show and your attitudes. Very refreshing. That is Elliot. Well, those are nice words, Elliot. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot.
We're glad you enjoy our show.
Cheers
and our attitudes.
You. Cheers to you and your little alien friend.
So, all right. Very good. So, we've talked before about what it would be like if you ever got back in the dating world. And the first thing that I would have
lost.
To say is I would laugh my arse off.
I'd be lost for a good 4 to 6 weeks before I probably got into the swing.
Four to 6 weeks? 40 to 60 years.
I don't know, man. It would take a while. But if I get in my way back machine, and I'm thinking about my sweet knickknack and when we became like exclusive, we did have a talk about it. And we kind of were like, let's make a go of this. This is it for us. Yeah. And remember, I even gave her a promise ring. Remember that whole thing?
Oh, God. How could I have forgotten that? That's right.
It was a different time, Dom. It was a different time for me.
That's as dumb as that
so
song you played
cheesy.
A moment ago.
It's so cheesy, but we were young and silly.
Give you a promise ring.
We were young and stupid. But yeah, we actually had a talk, and I believe we went up to the mountains even for like a weekend together and just kind of made it like official. We talked up there, and I gave her the ring. And
wait a minute. You'd made it official that you just weren't going to go out with anyone else?
Yeah.
And you had to go up to the mountains
we
to do
We had a
this?
Nice little getaway. It was a couple nights up in, we didn't
sweet.
Go far, Frisco or something. Something I think it was, and we just said, hey, you want to make a go of this? So yeah, I don't think it's crazy to have a talk. Why not? It's the whole communication thing.
I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to imagine you with your promise ring.
I really like you, and I got you a ring.
I just want to lock you up to make sure that no other guy can kiss you.
And then we made sweet, sweet love for 48 hours.
Yeah, you are really on something today, aren't you? A talk. I'm trying to think if I've ever had a talk with someone to say.
I'm sure you have.
Well, no, because, I mean, I'm rarely exclusive, so.
Yeah.
I'm not even exclusive now.
You probably had probably more talks about breaking up than staying together.
No, I'm just, I can't recall saying, okay, let's talk about this. I'm not going to see anyone else, and are you not going to see any? I don't think I've ever had that talk.
So how does it work? Does it just naturally flow that you both just kind of know that this is it?
I hate the overuse of this word, but I'm about to use it. I think it's just something that happens organically.
You just kind of feel it.
You just
it's something deep down inside.
You kind of know.
Your heart skips a beat and...
I remember we had comedian Greg Barrett in the studio many years ago. He's the guy who wrote the book, He's Just Not That Into You. So he was always funny when he came on the show. And I remember him talking about when he was dating his now wife. And he said, I just knew in my heart she was the only person that I wanted to see, but I knew she wasn't there yet. And he told us that the talk he had with his at the time girlfriend was, listen, I'm not going to be dating anybody else, and I know you probably are, so while you're dating around and still going out with me occasionally, just know I'll be over here just waiting for you when you're ready.
Well, you just can't jump the gun. You got to know that you've been together for 6-8 months and now it's maybe time to have the talk, but 3 weeks in, no.
Yeah.
No, you know when you need to have the talk.
Robert, thank you for the
Thanks,
call,
Robert.
Buddy. We appreciate you being on the show.
Here,
I mean, okay, so that was, this, you know, what was it, 13, 14, 15 years ago when I went out with someone just 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And she then told me that she would not see me anymore because I went to lunch with a friend of mine who was a woman. And it was just lunch, but it was with a woman. And she was like, if you're going to be going out and seeing other women, I'm done. And I was like, we'd gone out for 2 weeks.
Well, that's like insecurity issues and things like that.
But that is rushing the talk, right? That's speeding it along, and it ends the relationship.
That's insecurity stuff. No. Did you end up going out with that woman that you went to lunch with? Did anything happen?
No.
Okay.
You know what's kind of... Here's
Josh chime. Josh was bored with this topic. He wanted to run in, he said.
Can I say something kind of similar to that, Dom, which is funny, because we had a talk, me and my girlfriend had a talk about...
Her name is Caitlin.
Caitlin and I had a talk about being exclusive and all that stuff. We did do that. But then we also, Dom, talked about what it would, how it would make us feel if we went out to lunch or dinner or whatever with someone that we saw as a friend of the opposite sex. And she said it would make her feel uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll honor that. And then about 3 minutes later, she goes, okay, well, I have a lunch meeting with my boss who is 28, and he's coming into town, and we're going to lunch together, just him and I. And I was like, well, wait a second. Hold on.
But that's talk work. With me. But that's
See, to me, well, it doesn't matter. I said I don't care right off the bat. I was like, no, I trust you. You can do whatever you want. And
I met my wife at work.
Yeah, I was like, I trust that you're not going to, you know, mess anything up. But she said that it made her feel uncomfortable. And then she was like, well, by the way, I have lunch with my boss. And
but
I was
how
like,
can she
oh.
bail out of that?
See,
though,
that's the thing. That's another, it doesn't
unless
bother
you go
me.
Along or sit at another booth and like
and
stare
that's
at him.
Just weird. I'm not going to do that. So for me, it doesn't bother me at all.
Seems fine to me.
It never bothered me, but I thought it was funny that she's like, well, it kind of would bother me. And then she was like, oh, by the way.
I just not listening? But did you guys actually have like an exclusive like conversation? Like,
he said
are we
they
it?
Did, and I want to know what was said.
What went on with
like,
that?
Like, how did you verbalize
paint the picture. So, where were you?
We were in her room. No. We were talking, and I was like, hey, I want to... You know, I want to become official with you, like officially boyfriend and girlfriend. We've had that talk before. And then after that, I was like, look, I have no other love interest at all. I have no one that I'm interested in seeing, no one else. And then she just kind of said the same thing. So it kind of happened like organically or naturally. I wasn't like, we need to.
Did you really say boyfriend,
talk.
Girlfriend, though?
I don't think so. I think boyfriend. I just said, okay, like, I want to be
exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah.
How long had that been before you had that talk, roughly?
That was a while. I would say 5-6 months. I mean, it was
5-6 months into it before you said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's probably pretty
During
good.
During those 5 or 6 months, were you going out with other people?
No, I was not. Uh-uh.
Was she?
She says no, and I trust her, so no. I don't think she was. I really don't.
So
I mean,
you were exclusive anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. We were like, we're already...
So you had an organic exclusive relationship.
Yeah, we were like, we're already... We don't want anybody else. And then, so that's kind of how I brought it up. I was like, look, I really don't want anybody else, so...
You
just
wanted to make it
official. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Truly official and seal the deal, kind of.
Totally.
What you need to do is you need to follow Jeremy's path, and you need to rush right out and get her a promise ring.
Can I ask, what is a promise? Do you get, is a promise ring like a diamond? Are you getting her a
diamond? No, it's not as fancy as a diamond. I think it was a...
Let me tell you what it is, Josh.
No, it's a ring.
It's dorky. That's what it is.
Listen, on the surface, it's pretty dorky, but there is a lot of sentimental.
Yeah, I'm sure she loved it.
Reasoning behind it that say, I bought you this. I'm thinking of you. I want you to wear it, and I am devoted to you. This
am
is
I the
it.
Only one who's going to be honest about this? Are you leaving
I'm
it to me?
I'm admitting right now that yes. Now that I look back, it is quite cheesy.
Did she wear it every day?
The cheesy and dorky.
She
am
wore
I the
it every
only
day.
One who's going to be honest and say all it is a guy wanting to lock up a woman without making a real commitment?
What if
I made a total commitment?
What if she didn't
you
wear
did
it
not?
One day?
If you're
100%
making a
made it
if
a commitment.
You're making a commitment, what you're saying is you're proposing and you're getting engaged. But a promise
it was a pre-proposal. We were too young.
Ring
it was
is
the thing.
A placeholder.
No, it was the thing that we still just wanted to be together and date and then go through the engagement and obviously, it's a placeholder. So is an engagement ring.
It's like, I want to keep you locked up so you can't see anyone else, but I am not going to commit to full time with you. I just want to make
no,
sure.
I committed to full time. And now 20 years later, I'm still full time.
Would you feel heartbroken if she wasn't wearing it one day?
She doesn't wear it like
well,
now.
Well, no, I know now, but like back in the day, if you were like, where's your ring?
No. No, that's funny. Like, I'm not wearing that ugly thing.
Look, I'm the only one who's going to say it. Promise rings from dudes are a scam. That's all it is.
It is cheesy.
I don't want you seeing any other guy,
well,
but
it's
I'm also
nice to buy
but I'm
some
also
jewelry.
Not going to propose to you.
Yeah, but I did. It was my promise that I would eventually propose to her.
So promise for a promise.
It was a promise for a promise.
And as we all know, and as every woman who's listening right now knows, no guy has ever broken a promise.
Never.
Am I right, ladies? No man.
You say the same thing about the ladies. Yeah, ladies have never broken a promise either.
Well, we're not. But women don't give dudes promise rings.
Well, maybe they should start.
That is purely an insecure dude move.
Was it? No, not at all.
Okay.
How is it insecure when I'm still with the same woman 20 years later?
Because
that's the most amount of confidence ever.
We're not talking about just.
I'm so confident that we'll be together in 20 years. I'm going to buy you a piece of jewelry.
What year was that when you did that?
I don't know, Josh. 20 years ago.
Okay. You said times have changed. I'm just making sure.
Times have changed. Yeah. Listen, I am still sitting here saying, yeah, it is pretty cheese. It's still pretty cheese. But at the time, I thought it was cute, and she liked it. She cried.
Does she still have it?
She still has it.
Really?
I don't know the last time she wore it, but she still has it.
Zach wrote in and said, having worked in the jewelry industry, we always said that a promise ring was a promise to never marry that woman.
Oh, well, you're selling your rings to horrible people then.
Zach knows what's going on.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, we got a mind bender coming up in just a few. What are we telling Elliot, by the way?
I don't know.
Have the talk or not have the talk?
I say do it.
Yeah, have the talk. I want him to communicate and have the talk.
Elliot, if you want to have the talk, that's fine. But remember what Teresa said, and don't rush it. Don't jump in too quickly with the talk, okay?
My wife's chiming in. We were 21 and 23. Thank you, honey.
Love you.
Well, but what's the difference, like, buying just gifts, like expensive gifts for each other in hopes that you stay together?
I will say.
Josh just bought his lady friend, like, a $900 jacket.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
no,
but it's a promise jacket.
I didn't call it a promise jacket.
No, but no. Can I get that back? I had bought ex-girlfriend.
And you'll never see that jacket again if you guys split up.
No, and that's what I'm. See, I've made my peace with that because back in the day, I bought like Michael Kors watches for my ex-girlfriends, and those are.
So what's that? It's essentially you're buying their love and saving the place with other things.
That was the dumbest thing I could have ever done. I'm never doing that again until I am like truly married.
Okay.
Because those are expensive.
I'm never buying a watch again. Did you hear that, Caitlin?
I do like the concept of a promise watch and a promise jacket, though. That's
you're
going
to have to make do with that $900 jacket.
This jacket is a promise.
I'd like a promise Traeger grill.
And Vince is writing in, who hurt Dom so much to make him so anti-romance?
You are.
If you think this is anti-romance, Vince, you're a fool. That's not anti-romance. If anything,
it feels that
I'm
way.
More about legit romance, not 16-year-old romance.
Why was this not legit romance when we're still together 20 years later? How is this not legitimate romance?
We're talking about the concept, not specifically you and Nicole, which happened to work out.
You're the anomaly,
but
Jared.
The concept led to us working out. So well, the concept worked.
You would have
I wrote
worked
an
out
article the other day
it.
About how Josh. People can't speak in generalities anymore because everyone just applies it to just themselves. I'm speaking in generalities. So you're saying every promise ring that's been given leads to marriage.
If I recall, you bought a promise water heater at one point
for
somebody.
Did that go really well. That's dumber than any jacket, I'll tell you that.
I promise warm showers. So shut up.
Oh, that is so true. I should have called it a promise water.
You should have, you dork.
Oh, my
all
God.
Right, let's
dumbest
move on.
Purchase of all time.